Attention, America! Pauly's radio newsreel is on the air. Attention, Omaha, and all the ships on area lakes. Let's travel the globe for adventure.
Closing, here we go.
From the globe and beyond, Pauly's radio newsreel, spanning the truth for over 2 minutes. All roads lead to Pauly's 41st and Leavenworth.
Radio newsreel, this is number one.
Attention, America! Pauly's radio newsreel is on the air. Attention, Omaha, and all the ships on area lakes. Let's travel the globe for adventure.
Dateline, the Himalayas. The rustic mountain people of Bhajpur, Nepal, home of Mount Everest, celebrate the completion of a temple built to their god of the harvest. He's Brian Sipe of the Cleveland Browns.
San Remo, Italy. Jet-setters in this Riviera playground enjoy the crystal-blue Mediterranean waters, unmindful of the infestation of African chug snakes whose poisonous bites cause slow, painful death.
On to Baltimore. President Reagan attends the first game of the World Series. Then it's back to Washington for the government employees' annual picnic, to Houston to dedicate a new video game, then to San Francisco to launch the battleship USS Journey, named after the rock and roll group that put the United States on the musical map. All in all, a busy week for President Reagan and a well-deserved vacation in San Remo, Italy. Oops, Nancy says, no pictures, please.
Dateline, Kenosha, Wisconsin. Del Pinkley, a dairy farmer, discovers something in his cow pasture. A little digging, and Del uncovers what scientists think is the world's largest rubber foot. Congratulations, Del.
Rome, Italy. Thousands of tourists flock to the Eternal City for the weekly government change as the Mediterranean boot installed its 98th government since last year's NHL playoffs came to a close. The cheering throng witnessed the swearing-in ceremony of Premier Andante Dente and then received his traditional resignation moments later. There was plenty of food for everyone.
Cozad, Nebraska. Natives and prisoners alike flock to the Shrine of the Plains to worship the world's largest alfalfa dryer and postcard rack. Our radio newsreel cameramen captured all the spectacle and pageantry as the crowd wandered off with their hot roast beef sandwiches into the Platte River Valley and became lost.
From the globe and beyond, Pauly's radio newsreel, spanning the truth for over 2 minutes. All roads lead to Pauly's 41st and Leavenworth.
New open.
Attention, America! Z92's radio newsreel is on the air. Attention, Omaha, and all ships on area lakes. Let's travel the globe for adventure.
This is the closing.
From the globe and beyond, Z92's radio newsreel spanning the facts from sea to fruited plain on Z92.
Radio newsreel number two.
Z92's radio newsreel is on the air. Attention, Omaha, and all ships on area lakes. Let's travel the globe for adventure.
Dateline, Mexico, the Yucatan Peninsula. Mysterious Mayan ruins beckon more tourists every year, especially during this, the rainy season. Part of the fun includes hip-deep mud and, of course, venomous lizards escape high water by joining the happy holiday travelers in the nearby Stuckey's Pecan Log Restaurant.
The friendly bus driver says, "Let's go to the pyramids, caballeros. Nasty accidents are a thing of the past."
Let's go to London, where wonderfully colorful, typically British rioting livened up an otherwise dull August as Queen Elizabeth dissolved Parliament and declared herself absolute ruler. Lucky Prince Andrew supervised a suddenly more exciting changing of the guard at Buckingham Palace. Spiffy flak jacket, Your Highness.
Here we are in Hong Kong. This bustling jewel of the colonial Far East celebrates its yearly rent increases with a spectacular shellfish parade. Lobsters, crayfish, shrimp, and crabs troop through the financial district as over 100,000 spectators throw defective fireworks. And still no sign of the red Chinese.
Dos vidanya, it's Grismak Siberia. What does the average Russian have for breakfast? If he's in a hurry like this man, he just grabs an icicle from the roof of his cell. Those needing something more substantial, like these soldiers, go for dirty icicles from the bottom of their tank. Eat hearty, Tovarich.
Is there life on other planets? These partygoers in Milwaukee, Wisconsin think so. They've built a rocket out of beer kegs and are blasting off to Mars. 3, 2, uh-oh, almost forgot the tacos.
The radio newsreel cameras go on the prowl and find wild dogs prowling the ruins of Concord, New Hampshire. Luckily, former Veep Walter Mondale brought his milk bones.
From the globe and beyond, Z92's radio newsreel spanning the facts from sea to fruited plain on Z92.
This is number 3.
Attention America! Z92's radio newsreel is on the air! Attention Omaha and all ships on area lakes, let's travel the globe for adventure!
Our journey starts at the North Pole. Noted explorer Thor Utterplop continues his solo hike across the top of the world, surviving on lean cuisine veal parmesan dinners donated by a bankrupt Detroit warehouse and guiding his trek with a magnetic Piggly Wiggly shopping cart. Our plucky outdoorsman staggers off into a fog bank. No flies on this guy. Bundle up, Thor.
It's glittering Las Vegas, Nevada. Mrs. Irving Gefilteberg of Scarsdale, New York, was just getting rid of her last nickel on her way out of the Star Pile Casino to begin hitchhiking home after a relaxing 2 weeks in Las Vegas, when that nickel, placed in a slot machine near the door, returned a world record $5.3 million jackpot in nickels, over 200 million nickels. Casualties were heavy, and rescuers hoped to reach Mrs. Gefilteberg by Friday. Hey, isn't that Wayne Newton with a shovel? What a guy.
Dunkel, Maine. In their yearly Winterfest, residents of this quaint hamlet meander down to the abandoned shoe factory and begin telling dull stories and folk tales about rocks. Soon, everyone is asleep. See you in April, Dunkel, Maine.
Dateline, the Windy City. Scientists gather at the University of Chicago, where they first split the atom. This time, they're out to split spam. Consumers may soon have a new source of energy as scientists harness the world's spam.
Winona, Minnesota. This picturesque suburb of Minneapolis plays host to 12 of the most beautiful women in the world. These Playboy playmates are here for the first female nude jousting tournament. Here's Miss July, whose turnoffs are war and rude people, taking it out on Miss October, who just seems to be turned off. What? No comment from Miss October.
The radio newsreel cameras ask this visual question. What is this big blue thing in downtown Tulsa, Oklahoma? You tell us.
From the globe and beyond, Z92's radio newsreel spanning the facts from sea to fruited plain on Z92.
Radio newsreel number 4.
Attention America! Z92's radio newsreel is on the air! Attention Omaha and all ships on area lakes, let's travel the globe for adventure!
Athens, Greece.
The cradle of democracy is the scene of the first amphibious landing by armed clowns. The angry yet funny men of the Big Top are soon surrounded on the Acropolis, where great statesmen and philosophers once spoke with wisdom and compassion. This time, though, an airstrike is the order of the day, and the goofy guys with big feet and red noses are pounded into submission. And the clown invasion is soon just another chapter in the colorful history of Greece.
This week saw Halloween, and children all across America dressed up as ghosts, goblins, and Mr. T, as they tried to scare up lots of candy and good things to eat. But what's this? In Salt Lake City, they've dressed up the whole town. A dead ringer for Mount Everest. It was done with Cool Whip, but it sure fooled these Japanese mountain climbers. Oops. Sayonara from Salt Lake City.
What's happening in Pittsburgh? The trees around City Hall are decorated with Charmin, motorists on the Pennsylvania Turnpike are pelted with water balloons, and homeowners complain that their doorbells ring, but nobody's there. It can only be the work of Christo, the concept artist who once draped curtains over Biscayne Bay. What's he up to now? It's business as usual for Christo.
Dateline, Dallas, Texas. Big D, little A, double L-A-S, the home of America's team, is also home base for the fungus invaders from the planet Zargon Plop. Forced to flee their home in the twinkling stars because of chuck holes and the proliferation of pizza outlets, the diminutive but deadly fungus invaders have been busily conquering Earth since 1965. But it's not all work. There's always time to boogie on down with the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders at the disco. Fungus Night Fever, you bet.
Lake Titicaca, Peru. South American scientists gathered at this, the highest lake in the world, to investigate reports that the Andes mountain range has disappeared. Natives with dilated pupils have streamed into airports all over Peru, babbling about bad skiing conditions and skateboard tournament cancellations. The deep thinkers in charge divide their time between looking around for the once towering peaks and dressing up like ancient Incan CPAs. No conquistadors, please.
The radio newsreel cameras ask this visual question. Why is this man dropping bricks on his feet one at a time? And why is the ballerina in the rocket sled? You tell us.
From the globe and beyond, Z92's radio newsreel spanning the facts from sea to fruited plain on Z92.
Radio newsreel number 4, second version.
Attention America! Z92's radio newsreel is on the air! Attention Omaha and all ships on area lakes, let's travel the globe for adventure!
Athens, Greece. The cradle of democracy is the scene of the first amphibious landing by armed clowns. The angry yet funny men of the Big Top are soon surrounded on the Acropolis, where great statesmen and philosophers once spoke with wisdom and compassion. This time, though, an airstrike is the order of the day, and the goofy guys with big feet and red noses are pounded into submission. And the clown invasion is soon just another chapter in the colorful history of Greece.
It was Halloween week, and children all across America dressed up as ghosts, goblins, and Mr. T as they tried to scare up lots of candy and good things to eat. But what's this? In Salt Lake City, they've dressed up the whole town. A dead ringer for Mount Everest. It was done with Cool Whip, but it sure fooled these Japanese mountain climbers. Whoops! Sayonara from Salt Lake City.
Dateline, Dallas, Texas. The Big D, little A, double L-A-S is the home of America's team, and it's also home base for the fungus invaders from the planet Zargon Plop. Forced to flee their home in the twinkling stars because of chuck holes in the proliferation of pizza outlets, the diminutive but deadly fungus invaders have been busily conquering Earth since 1965. But it's not all work. There's always time to boogie on down with the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders at the disco. Fungus Night Fever? You bet.
The radio newsreel cameras ask this visual question. Why is this man dropping bricks on his feet one at a time? And why is the ballerina in the rocket sled? You tell us.
From the globe and beyond, Z92's radio newsreel spanning the facts from sea to fruited plain on Z92.
Attention, America! Z92's radio newsreel is on the air. Attention, Omaha, and all ships on area lakes. Let's travel the globe for adventure.
I left my heart.
Dateline, San Francisco.
Thank you.
The city by the bay was unusually festive this week, and everyone dressed up in their steam bath best as curvaceous Mayor Feinstein dedicated a new $3.2 million parking place. Police followed the ceremony by arresting 300 assorted jugglers, mimes, and Sausalitoans. Then back to Nob Hill for a pretentious white wine party.
Managua, Nicaragua. All revolution and no play makes Jack a dull boy, or in this case, a political prisoner. In celebration of the anniversary of the Sandinista Revolution, the United States is sending 100,000 bottles of fine California champagne. Each bottle will be hand-delivered by an American waiter. Hardy, hardy, Fidel.
New Delhi, India. Plenty of cows everywhere, but still no cheeseburgers. Come on, Indira, loosen up.
Well, what's Secretariat doing these days? The former Triple Crown winner is very busy with his duties on the stud farm, but still finds time to become the first horse to do a beer commercial. It's all good fun with John Madden, and there's still time to film a spot for the United Way. Thanks to Secretariat, it's working.
Dateline, Polar Tooth, Yukon Territory. How do the native women of this frigid Arctic island get their necessary daily supplies of cosmetics? They just drive into town like everyone else, march into Walgreens, and get to choose from a wide assortment of quality beauty products. But wait, there's no lipstick here. These women kiss with their noses, so don't worry. There's plenty of nose gloss for everyone in Polar Tooth, Yukon.
The radio newsreel cameras take us to the world of science. This astronomer is using a graph to show us the path of the giant comet Mastet. Say, doesn't it look like it's going to crash into Earth? You tell us.
From the globe and beyond, Z92's radio newsreel spanning the facts from sea to fruited plain on Z92.